Blog Talk Radio.
If some other disciples, they're going to come running to the tomb. Go ahead.
Things has held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want you to listen, listen
to every word I say, every word I say.
Ain't no stopping us now.
God bless you tonight. This is Bible study tonight, and we're talking about Jesus. And I'm glad to have you tonight on. We're praying for so much going on in the world. What happened over in all across this country, the killing, the murder that's going on. In Arkansas, Mississippi, all over. Stop the killing, save the babies. So much going on, but God is in control. This is our house. And God going to take care of it. Exodus 14:14. Psalms 27. Psalms 91. Get ready for your breakthrough. I'm praying to raise us up to where we're supposed to be. I want to talk about tonight. This is Bible study, but I want to talk about the real Jesus and how you've been lied to and how you have from all of us. You're just coming into the truth. God bless you tonight. Deborah Ann called me. Lisa, give me a call. Jean, give me a call tonight when I come off of the air. I got a message for those that be a blessing for you if you call you will know the truth and the truth will set you free.
This whole thing is a lie. Okay, we got a problem. We got a big problem. Let me tell you right now at the top of the story, Jesus did not get up out the grave. Okay? I know that was like hitting some people in the face with a sledgehammer. And I got news for y'all, for those of you who have a problem with what I just said, if you can prove in any way whatsoever that he did get up out the grave, I put the same challenge out I've always put out. I'll pay all your living expenses from now to the day I die. If you can validate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, I'll put it out to the whole world. I will pay all y'all's living expenses from now to the day I die. To my friends who I grew up with, who were really disturbed about and me and G, I'm telling y'all too. Okay? For almost two millennia, for almost how long? Which is how long? 2,000 years. For almost 2,000 years, the Roman Catholic Church, all Christian churches came out of that. Okay? Whether you're Presbyterian, whether you're Church of Christ, whether you're Church of Christ, Church of God, the Four Square Corner Church, or whatever they call it, Primitive Baptist, Southern Baptist, American Baptist, National Baptist, you don't realize you are simply because y'all don't confess your sins and you preach it. Some of y'all do. It's amazing he ain't confessing. Who does he confess his sins to? That ought to tell y'all something. Whoever the preacher confesses his sins to, listen to y'all, he's confessing y'all's sins to.
I Ashe.
Yeah.
There's nobody else there but Mary Magdalene, right? By the way, this is supposed to be, this is supposed to be the woman that Jesus married, by the way. Our minds are so messed up. We actually get angry over the idea that Jesus had a woman. You don't like that. You can't see that. You can't process that. Now, my Lord Savior didn't have no woman. And you want to know why the spirit of staggered Israel was in the
Okay. Rabboni.
Yes. That is deep. He just Now he says to her, Mary. And now she knows who it is. Nobody got saved there. He might have had a very white mirror.
Two women. Oh, but now they're
like Father Brown.
Thank you. Was a sign in the end. Somehow and in some way we must all Yeah. Thank you.